I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United Nations head Antonio Guterres urges the United States to lift all sanctions on Iran as promised under a 2015 nuclear deal. Talks aimed at reviving that deal are underway. And at the same time, a UN human rights expert calls for a closer look at President-elect Ibrahim Raisi's role in Iran's 1988 killings. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says, as head of Iran's judicial system, Raisi intensified the crackdown on religious minorities.
So we anticipate an increase in the persecution of Christians, abuse of religious freedom, and further repression of civil liberties. Pray for a great wave of the Holy Spirit in Iran to continue bringing disillusioned Muslims to Jesus Christ. Pray that the death curses spoken against Christians be broken and turned into a blessing.
And they lost their church building in the pandemic. Yet this church in Guatemala is serving their neighbors in Jesus' name with limited resources. Byron Aguilar, director of Crossroad Prison Ministries Guatemala, says,
our churches have been closed the whole pandemic time. And many of the members of churches here, especially in Latin America, lost their jobs and also lost their businesses. In our church, for example, we weren't able to pay rent or we weren't able to afford. So we do not have a location right now. A physical location for our church.
Even without a building, this Guatemalan church is being the church.
We've changed it to where more of our budget is allocated for food for the members of our church that are in need, and there's many more in need now needing food than before.
Pray encouragement for these Guatemalan believers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.